Okay, so I know it's one hell of a way to start a Monday, but let us talk about what being a teen mom, teen parent, whatever label you need to put on it, let's talk about what that looks like. Because I know for me, I was a teen mom, didn't even think twice about it, because when you think teen mom, you think 14, 15, 16. If you want to get technical, it is 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19. No matter how well you might have your shit together, if you have kids before your 20th birthday, you are in fact in that group of teen mom. Totally hard pill to swallow, especially since I'm doing this and I now have two teenagers of my own. I mean, insanity. But today is that day that we focus on what a teen mom means and why so many of us just kind of shrug off when we get reminded that, hey, you're a fucking teen mom. So give me just a minute and we will be right back. All right. So I know I said the narcissistic addiction was one of my absolute most hated topics. But looking at this, I think, to be honest with you, talking about being a teen mom hits a very, very close second. Because let's face it, nobody wants to look at the fact that their adolescence was interrupted. I mean, I know for me, I don't think about being a teen mom. I don't think about being a special needs mom. I don't think about any of that because guess what? All of that is my normal. That is shit that I see on a daily basis. That's what I deal with on a daily basis. And people that know me, honestly, they look at it the same way because I don't make such a humongous deal about it. I don't sit there and say, well, I was a teen mom and my life got fucked up and blah, blah, blah. No, because it really didn't. I mean, yeah, does it suck that I missed out on certain things? Hell yeah, it does. But can you blame me? I mean, I essentially missed out on my adolescence, my teenhood, my childhood, whatever you want to call it, because I was in a really fucked up family dynamic. Do I believe that that's what led me to cling on to my ex-husband as quickly as I did? Yeah. To an extent, yeah. And with that semi-clinginess, because again, young, naive, didn't really know what the hell I was doing, what I was putting up with, I essentially turned around and didn't have cares about things that I should have. And that's when I got the oops of a lifetime. My now 16 and a half year old. Yeah, he's almost as old as I was when I had him. Like that in and of itself freaks me the fuck out because that means that, guess what? I'm getting old. So are the rest of you. Now, a little bit bitter on that one because I seem to be getting all these reminders of how old I am. It's all good though. For me, it has been a bit of a struggle. I went through a lot as a teen mom that I don't really talk about. And that to an extent, I wouldn't say still hurt me, but they still have a lasting effect on me. Things that nobody should ever have to go through. I mean, my oldest was in the hospital for a month. not only was I a teen mom, but I lost my son essentially for a month because he had quite a few problems. And it wasn't anything that I could have changed. It's not anything that I could have done in order to help him, save him, prevent him. He was going to be in the hospital no matter what. He went in for a feeding issue and then ended up under a microscope. Hence the 30 days that he was in the NICU. Do I talk about this a lot? Hell no. Because it's my past. It's nothing I can change. Does it still hurt? Yes. Would I change anything if I could do it all over? No. Because I know that part of what I went through is part of why I am who I am today. I got the strength that I needed to get through all of that. I mean, it just, is it anything that is astonishing? Probably not to most people. But then again, most people don't deal with half the stuff that I deal with. Let me remind all of you, it takes like 7-8 people to barely get all of the stuff I do in one day taken care of. And yes, I get asked every single damn day, how do you do it? How do you do so much? How do you do this? How do you do it? Yeah, I do. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to it. Because of what I went through as a teenager, being a young mother with a significantly older spouse. Yeah, I have been through a lot. I don't react the way that most people expect me to. But it's not because I don't have the drive or the desire to. It's because to me, it's normal. I know. I'm off my rocker, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But it's the truth. Be right back. We'll talk a little bit about what kind of help should be there. What kind of help is there? And then we'll call it for the episode. I mean, again, this is going to be one of those. It's going to span across a couple episodes. Just like the addiction to narcissism, because there is so much stuff. There are so many rabbit holes, so many avenues that can be gone down on this, that we just got to slow it down a bit and take it a little bit by little bit. I'll be right back. Oh, man. Okay, so being a teen parent, period, is not really the ideal situation. But believe it or not, there's quite a few things out there, quite a few agencies, doctors, advocacy centers. There is so much that as a teen mom, I didn't even know myself. So with that being said, you have to do your research. I know it's scary. I know it seems overwhelming, but you have to do your research because if you don't, you're going to miss out on a lot of things, a lot of help that you really need, especially if you are a younger teen parent trying to still make it through school and whatnot. Because believe it or not, at minimum, finishing your high school diploma is a huge deal, especially when it comes to getting a job. So you have to look for these resources. You have to not give up. You have to not give up, not give in, not let anybody take anything from you. Because a lot of people are just either going to turn their nose up at you, or they're going to want to smother you and, oh, we'll do this, we'll do that. Don't let them do anything. Best thing I can suggest is for you to go ahead and actually research it yourself. if you don't know how to, you don't know what you're looking for, then ask a friend, ask a family member if you have somebody safe that you can do so with. Because it is a huge deal to make sure that you have everything, all bases covered. And that can be really hard, feeling like you're all alone. I promise you, if you are a teen mom to be, what have you, don't hesitate to reach out. If you need help, there's help. If you need help and I can't find it, I'll help you find somebody that can. Because I know that you don't want to have to deal with doing it on your own. You don't want to have to deal with stupid, judgy people. Yeah, I'm trying to be nice again. Go figure, don't have a heart attack. And it's not unusual for you to shy away and not trust people. But you have to. You have to make an attempt at saying, hey, this is what's going on. This is what I need help with. Either you can help me or you can't. Plain and simple. I will always advocate for ask for help. If you cannot do the footwork, fine, we'll figure something out. But if you do the footwork, you still can't find it, you need help, all you have to do is reach out, let me know. Because been there, done that, don't want to see other people go through it. So I will go ahead and drop my link in the description. I'll leave my email there. If you need anything, just reach out. Best that I can promise is that you'll have somebody to listen. But I can also promise you that no matter what, you'll have somebody in your corner. I will make sure that I help you in any manner that I can. Until Wednesday, be good to yourselves, be good to each other, communicate. Make sure to talk before you throw blows and do stupid shit that you can't take back. Make sure that if you see somebody in need and you can help them, that, hey, you can help them. Do your part.